Blog Talk Radio.
Any more listeners out there, I need more confirmation. I got one in, one in and out. I hear it clear, and I need somebody to like confirmation. Okay. Good stuff. I'm going to go ahead with the show. So I'm using my computer. I'm not on no phone. I'm on my computer, as I always do. If the phone is going in and out, people can't hear it, then I don't know if it's their phone or what it is, but I'm on the computer, through my computer, through the USB, with my microphone set up. That's how I start my show. That's how I do my show. So, again, hopefully the static is cleared up. Hopefully it's clear and y'all can hear me, so I can go ahead and just go with the show. For some reason, this week, this day, it's just always something just popping up, some type of opposition just popping up. And that's just why I want y'all to know, it's always opposition. It's always enemies. It's always forces working. It is. It's just always spiritual forces, spiritual wickedness in high places, what they say. You never know. You feel me? What's going on out there? What's against you? Just being the universe. So you just have to know that. You have to know that stuff is going to be against you. You have to find your way, work your way through it. You know, you have to work your way through it. That's how it goes. You know, there's no other way around. You can't run from it, get around it. You have to work your way through the problems and work out the kinks in life so you can, you know, so you can do better, so you can move forward, so you can progress. All right, so let's get into the different discussions of business fundamentals. All right. When you set up your business, it's a particular way that you have to set up your business, or you're not going to get no bread. And that's just how you're going to go. You're chasing a bag, you're not going to get no bag. If you just think you will go get an EIN and run around here and making little licks, little money, you know, now you got your little personal customers and you're doing all that, and you got your little bank account and you're putting money in. That don't mean nothing to the business credit world. So if you're not set up right properly in the business credit world, you don't have your duns, you know, you ain't got all your stuff set up where vendors are recognizing you and giving you credit. And a lot of people overlook the vendors and the net 30 that say, oh, you don't really need that. You could go this, there, and there. But listen, the bottom line is the more credit accounts that you have on there that you're responsible for and that you're taking care of, the better. I mean, there's no way around looking at that. You know, if you got 15, 20 vendor accounts and you make good standing with them and you paying them and you doing business with them, that looks way better than not having none. I mean, yeah. So if somebody go to look at your report, or look at your business report, and they see all the business that you're doing and you're doing it satisfactorily, you're paying people the head time and stuff like that, that's going in your favor. So those are a lot of things that we have to look at. And like our problem is, you know, what I've been running into, our problem is not wanting to just like take guidance, like to take counsel. That's what ours is. ours is we don't want to take guidance from nobody. Again, we want to go run some. If somebody got to show us something, put it that way. Somebody got to, most 9 times out of 10, a lot of times people want to see an image. But you have a lot of people out there, they're not off the image, they're off the content. You know, they're not, you know, they offer what's inside of the message and the messenger. So that's what you have to pay attention to. What is people giving? What is people offering? You have to get into all that. So today, while we got Miss Tay Bay traveling today. And we got Miss Tay Bay traveling today to do. So we're going to let her call in and speak on some business credit real quick. We'll get a report from her and see what's going on that other end of legal empowerment. Don't forget, y'all, to check out Legal Empowerment Group 101.com and check us out at health.info. That's health, that's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. You got to put it that way. So you go, that's a nonprofit 501c3 organization. You could donate one time. Two times monthly, whatever. You could be anonymous or whatever. You can put your company down there and get you a receipt for that, 100% tax deductible, so you can figure out how to work that into your agenda. And when you give, you will receive. That's how it goes. Also, follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your do-it-yourself e-book and stuff like that, a little more other things that we do on the personal side with credit and business credit over there on Legal Empowerment. So follow us there, and don't forget to go to over to for your feminine hygiene products. Don't forget to go over to queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram for your feminine hygiene products. And fellas, you know, you don't got to wait on your woman to get it. You could get it too if you want to smell it good or whatever you want to try to do. You know, you want to get some of that tightening gel. If you got one of them old Cadillacs, you got to warm up. You know, you might got to get some of that little tightening gel. That's good work now. Everything. All right, so yeah, y'all going over there, Queen Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y, queenkitty.net, and Queen Kitty at Instagram, and check out the products there. So, yeah, let me see if I can get Sissy in on the line over here. Let's see. Let's see, Kathleen, let me see. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you this morning?
Okay. I am well. Good morning, Morning Drip family. How y'all doing out there? I am in the process of traveling.
Traveling.
Yes, definitely, most definitely is. I don't know how my connection is going to be because, you know, I'm going in and out of these small towns. So I kind of just want to brief y'all on getting your business credit, connecting with us to make sure you get your business credit done. We are officially doing floor and decor cards, and that's like guaranteed lines of anywhere from $10,000 and up. So we bring that good access to the table. Having that is a plus because, you know, if you are like anything like us, we invest in properties and we're able to leverage that credit to do the floors and everything else that needs to be done to put the property back on the market.
And that's how that go right there. So, yeah, so y'all just follow us. We got different aspects. different aspect. What about the, a lot of people have been hitting me up and hitting us up, and they've been commenting about the personal side. Some people just hit about business. Can you hit on that, about the personal side, what you bring to the table for that?
For the personal side, you know, of course, I study consumer law. I study TILA. I study those kind of laws right now. That's what I study. And I'm able to get everything cleared off from disputes and collections. I mean, it's our credit and we need it now. And once you understand that, you'll know how to maneuver. Once you know who you are, then you'll know how to maneuver with this world of consumer credit. Also, we're able to remove student loans, bankruptcies, liens, anything you could think of, because it is your consumer report, and they're obligated to report what's on your consumer report from the consumer, not from everybody else. They can't just go here, say, she say. They have to go off of what the consumer say. So once you know that, you know the laws that back there, hey, everything is A-good. You need that 750, 800 credit score, you ready to get in the 700 club? Holla at us. Hit that Legal Empowerment Group 101.com website for your consultation.
Well, Alicia, thank you. I know y'all traveling. I know you be sliding in and out. And, yeah, that's real, too, that consumer statement. And I know that in the personal file, a lot of people just see that and passing over. It's important to put a personal statement in your file saying this or saying that. You know, you could be denying some stuff that's in there that they're trying to report or whatever it is. But you at the right place. The sister knows her stuff. So when you're dealing with us, I'd say the Legal Empowerment, tap in for your consultation or whatever. You want to get your business up together and your personal credit.
Correct.
We thank you.
Y'all are welcome. And also, follow our TikTok, because I do be putting hacks up there, credit hacks, and a good study for you to study. I put tools out there for you to study, laws that you can study so you can apply this for yourself. I mean, of course, some people do need somebody to do it, but, of course, I do offer to do it yourself, because what good is me leading you to the water and your ass don't know how to swim?
No question about it. And what's that TikTok is? The same thing at Legal Empowerment?
Yep, the TikTok is at Legal Empowerment Group 101. You can catch us on TikTok. I definitely be on there dropping great gems there and Instagram. But TikTok, you'll catch you some good gems on there.
Okay. Well, we thank you for sliding through, and we hope to see hear from you soon. Be safe.
Most definitely. Thank you. Have a great morning,
okay,
guys.
All right, peace. Okay, so that was Miss Tay Babe sliding through on us on the morning drip. We ain't heard from her in a while. She up and moving. She been moving and grooving. It ain't that she ain't been doing nothing. It ain't that she ain't a part of this. She just been moving and grooving. So she's sliding through, giving you a little bit. I know y'all haven't heard from her. Y'all probably wondering, like, who is that? Y'all always hear me talk about Queen Kitty. You hear me talk about Legal Empowerment Group and Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. When I be sending you there, if you follow me, then you follow what I say. You feel me? You listen to my advice, then you'll be sliding through there and you will see that already. Then you know, okay, that's the face that meets up with when you go to those forums. You feel what I'm saying? So that's all this is about. It's all that's about meeting one, all teaching one, and becoming one. You know, don't fall off. Even if I ain't around sometimes, just keep it locked in. So you know whenever my show is on, it pops up on your phone or somewhere where you can see. Let me go to the morning drip, see what's going on. I'm fast, sometimes I start out slow, but I'm always on the go. We're going to make it happen. So understanding, listen, black folks, man, I'm just going to talk to you like that right now. I know that we're not black, but this is the dilemma that we have. We have a black dilemma. Like, we blacked out of everything. We don't understand nothing. So we're blackballing ourselves. So you're blackballing yourself out the business world when you have a business that hasn't been, how can I say it, that has no credentials that are known. The business people don't know that. The business people don't know that you've been doing business for 20 years. They don't know that. Oh, yeah, all the people in the hood know. All the people around know. People you've been spending money with know. But ain't none of that being reported. So you got a blank credit file. Some people have DUNS numbers that don't even know it. They just sitting up there on DUNS board, and it says your business name, it has your business phone number, and everything else it says about financial, it says non-applicable. So why do you think when you go into the bank, when you go into lenders, you're getting turned down, or they're asking you for a PG? So now, instead of you doing business how all other business in the United States is done, with artificial fictions, artificial persons created on paper only, you go make your physical flesh and blood liable for all the business transactions that you're doing. Ooh, what dummies are we? Man, that's you, big old dummy. You remember Red Fox if you're old enough to know? You big dummy. That's what he said. He said, you big dummy. Yeah, that's what we're doing. But we think we balling because we got a block. Yeah, that's what we think. We think we balling because we bought a block, got a block. You got a successful business in your eyes, but you've been spending all your money. All these years you've been doing it, you've been balling because off of your reps, off of your money. But that ain't how business is founded. The corporation in the United States wasn't founded like that. They borrowed money. That's why they in debt now. You understand what I'm saying? This is about borrowing other people's money. Yeah, when Trump erected a building, he didn't use his money. He used somebody else's money. Limit liability. So you're not understanding that the personas, artificial person, natural person. See, the personas, you see, the public sector, the private sector. You see what's going on? So if you want to be in the public, you got to have a what? Somebody to speak for you, a representative, because everything is fake. Everything is fiction. All right? So that's what you create these businesses, which is another term for straw man. Come along. They call it straw man. Oh, what are they talking about this straw man? Yeah. It's an entity. Artificial person is a straw man, which it could be a corporation or entity that has rights like a human being, but it's not. Ted and Ted 2, all that Ted, it was an artificial person until he had his day in court. He was, I'm talking shit, swallowing spit. That's what Ted was doing. He was shaking his little shaboinger like he was having sex and smoking trees and everything. And he had his day in court, and they, bam, hit him with the gavel. Sit down. You an artificial person. We created you and gave you your rights. See? See, showing you, you go have your day in court, you got to go in there and present. So he came in there presenting wrong. No different from Dred Scott. Dred Scott said he was a free Negro. Pushing out, pushing through here, these people lynching people and stuff. He running around here talking about he a free Negro. He lucky they didn't hang him. He lucky he had a day in court like that. 1868, 1857. Man, he lucky he had a day in court. And they told him plaintiff in error because he addressed the court as a free Negro. They said free Negro or a slave. You could never be a citizen. So hell, we ain't even citizens. The only citizens are artificial people. That's why you keep going down, taking the liability. That's why we keep being hit, hurting on the bottom rail. So how does that tie into the business? Okay, you got to create an artificial person, a persona in the public. That's your public person. Your public person is your LLC, your business. Okay? Then you have a private person also, which will be your trust. See? That's what you do. So then you have an LLC, and your LLC, what it does, it gets liquid assets. It brings in liquid cash. It brings in Monopoly, the dumb money. But what you do with Monopoly, dumb money, when you play Monopoly, you buy stuff. You buy properties. You buy stuff from the bank, right? So that's what you do. You take the little liquid stuff from the LLC that comes in, and you turn it into hard assets. Gold, silver, turn them into bonds and trusts. You turn them into properties and stuff. And then you have your resolution inside of your contract, your trust agreement, that all liquid assets to turn into hard comes back to you via trust. Okay, so now you can set up a whole nother thing, feel me, woo, you take it out of one bracket where it's getting taxed and don't, and to a bracket that don't get taxed. You see? You see how this is going on? But you got these personas working for you. One is an LLC. Yeah, it's public. It get out. Then one is a trust. It's private. But they're both artificial. But they're working for you. You represent it. You have trust agreement. You represent it. You behind it. You a beneficiary, or you have somebody moving it for you to do what you want. You don't own nothing. You just control it. That way nothing could be taken from you. That's what we set in the business up for. So that's why it's important to have the proper business. If your business ain't feeding you, what are you in the business for? What do you have a dog for, and you got dogs in your backyard having puppies, and you don't know to go put your dog, get your dog insured? Especially if they bloodline and you got the papers and their pedigree, get them insured, start you a kennel. Even if you don't have a kennel, just say you got a dog breeding company. Let your children and them out there cleaning shit up all the time, washing them and shampooing them. That's a job for them. That's a part of the training for the horses and the dogs. You thought the people was taking care of the horses, huh? Man, the horses take care of the people. The horses are in the trust. The horses got million-dollar insurance policies and stuff on it. They're paying the groomers and all the people. See? You see the little stuff I could teach you right there at home. You see, so if you go to Legal Empowerment, we got a mentorship program on there where we walk you through. Yeah, if you're a client already, you could pay a yearly fee, and we walk you through step by step. You have access to me. You have access to Tebe. You have access to everything new that we come up on. Yeah, we continue to build for you. We continue to put money in your pocket. We continue to watch you grow so you can tell other people. That's what we do. You just wake up and, man, we got some accounts for you. Yeah, we done plugged you up with an account. You tell everybody, man, they just hooked me up with a card, with a woo, because you already a client. And you got a membership to pay every year. And then you got access to the Black Rolodex. and I call it the Black Rolodex because we're Black people, but then you got access to Rolodex with other clients that we do business with that we can pull from and resource from and do business with for business purposes, for reporting purposes. You see? So understanding what business fundability is, you can't just have an EIN and thinking you're going to have some business going down and you booming and you got a block. It don't go like that. It's first and foremost how you set that EIN up, where you set it up. See, a lot of us got EINs at our homes. That don't get you no bread. A lot of our homes in below the train tracks in the hood. That don't get you no bread. You see what I'm saying? So you already doomed from the gate. You already doomed from the gap. A Black minority poverty line. Trying to start a business. Who you think will give you some money? Who you think you fooling? You're not fooling nobody. But it's a way that you can play it. It's a way that you can fool somebody. Because everybody's fooling everybody. It's all fiction. It's all on paper. The real substance is what we go get to. The real substance is what you get when you come and you join in. We teach you about real substance. You feel me about the difference from being in what can I say, the public and the private. Let's just put it like that. Because in the private, real substance is going on. Okay, that's where everything is going on, the real substance. That's where the gold, that's where the silver is being extracted right out the land. Hell, they wasn't running to California and all these studies, but thinking it was just hush-hush. It's all being extracted from the land. So that's what this is about. So if you set up your business and you just got an EIN and it was at your home, and then you just register with the state real quick, some people don't even do that, and you just start doing business, and you haven't got the aspect of what's going on with business. So many of us got email addresses. Man, boom, that's a shot flag. Man, you got a Gmail address for your business. That ain't gonna get you money. Don't got a website. That's not gonna get you no money. You gotta have your social media outlets. You gotta be in on all the little stuff. You gotta be in the LinkedIn. Yeah, they wanna see all that. They wanna see the Twitters. Yeah, they wanna see that. They wanna see if you own that. They wanna see if you got an actual website that's Googleable, a phone number that's Googleable, a 1-800 number. So you got operators answering. Do you got a building that they could come through? Is your building in a prominent area? Where is your building at? Or is your building in an area that is no good? So see, these are things, but remember, it's discriminatory practices. They can't discriminate on your skin, but there's other ways they discriminate on. See, this is the thing, the roadblocks and the pitfalls that we're gonna allow you to avoid because we already been down that path. Listen, you on the Morning Drip, Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip of Suleiman Bay. I thank y'all for tuning in from all around the globe. I really appreciate that. I hope y'all keep it locked in. If you follow us at our different forums, follow me at Bay Suleiman at Instagram. Yeah, I'll be dropping goods and having stuff on there, too. I'll be a consistent. I'll be a TikTok, too. Bay Suleiman and TikTok. Also follow us at Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group. And LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com to go in there and get you some, hook up with some tiers, get you some credit put on. Because really, we're really below the market. We're really below the market price on what we do. But we really allow our clients to buy in, to franchise with us, to really buy in as we expand. Because Donald Trump said it best. He said it on national TV, and I quote, he said, it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. I understood it from a lot of angles. He said it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. Okay, so what we got to do, man, for us, by us. You feel what I'm saying? We got to pool our resources and come together, starting with yourself and kind, starting with your home front and your people first, the ones who with what you own. You feel me? Any long as they not on BS and trying to hate and discrimination, everything to harm below the waist. You know, when you come into harm and murder, killing, theft, and all that, you don't want that around you. You want people that's in their higher self. Yeah, that's what the prophet told us. And if you didn't know, Suleiman Bey, okay, that's the illustrious prophet, Noble Drew Ali. I would be remiss without having a show without mentioning him, because that's why I'm before you right now. That's why I understand that we're not Negroes, Blacks, and colors. I'm gonna be the first to demonstrate that to you. From my tribal and clan, see, the prophet came in his era. And see, people don't like to go demonstrate and show you, but a lot of people are where they at and doing what they're doing because they had to go demonstrate. They had to go demonstrate who they were and who they were. Because, see, they're going to always presume who you are. See, it's been going on so long that you just go along with it. You just go along with the show. but they're gonna. But you gotta really tell a person who you are. You know, you gotta really stand out there and let people know who you are and who you're not, who your people are. So that's what's important about this. So when you get your Paydex number, when you get your Paydex number, when you get your three accounts, start reporting, and you get your Paydex number, start going on there. That's just showing that, hey, this person is giving a pattern. They just starting a little thing. They're getting a pattern. Everybody's getting a pattern on you. Some people predicting for the last year. Some people go report, like them, go report from your prior year. Your prior year's history. So every 90 days, they're putting out a report on you. So you want to stay in the term. You want to pay ahead of time in the term. If you fall off or something fall out, that's okay. Remember, you got a 90-day clearance again. You got to get back on pack. But just try to stay in a rhythm and stay in a rhythm, okay? The best thing is to not mess up, to stay ahead of time, never late. The best thing is not to borrow more than, spend more than you can handle, okay? Just because somebody give you $5,000, or go spend $5,000, because you got to pay them people back. If you know the rule, if people give you $5,000, go spend $500. If you got $500 to pay, go spend $500, pay it off quick. When the invoice comes, pay it off. Yeah, pay it off 2 weeks ahead of time. Yeah, pay it off early. All your bills. That's how you can get the best credit. It's easy for you to just pay your bills and get a Paydex score. You can get a Paydex score. You can get an 80 Paydex score just paying your bills on time. You can have them set up on automatic pay and just pay on time and get an 80 Paydex score. That means you are an on-time person. So just imagine if you would have been paying them as soon as the invoice. You bought it, and they sent the invoice, and it got to you a week later or whatever, some days later. Then you paid it. Bam! What you think it would be then? Okay, so you heard it here. We'll talk on radio every morning here for City Mind Bank. So that's what's important to that. Also, they have a tier level. I don't care what you say. The tier levels is what helps access the amount of accounts you have is what accesses other credit lines, other high limits of credit lines. So if you're not accessing money, man, they want people that's making bank. They want people that's being industrious. They want people that's networking. Yeah, ching-ching, the depository, the bank of depository. Yeah, they want stuff coming in and out. Ching-ching, ching-ching, ching-ching. Yeah, if you ain't ching-ching, 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 man, you ain't going to be bling, 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 blinging. That's just how it goes. You see what I'm saying? And then you ain't reporting none of your financials to nobody. You're not reporting your financials to Dun & Bradstreet to nobody. You're just trying to do business on the cool, all on the low, all on the under. Man, get out of here. That's why you're not getting no funding. Man, so what you want to do? You want to get up and have to go struggle, and that's why you want to just when people go give you funding. They go give you funding for your business. You just create this business so immaculate. That's called the immaculate birth. These corporations, yeah, because they can function like people. They have rights like people. That's the immaculate birth, the immaculate conception. Man, you create this thing and you just create it on paper so immaculately, and then you got people that got physical buildings that have been having it for 20, 30 years. And here come a person in with a piece of paper and walk right in and get everything that you can. And all they got is a paper fiction. They got everything on paper sweet. You got the physical building and everything. You got the toil and the sweat and the tears and the blood to show it, what you've been going through. See? Because you don't understand the game. Because we've been blackballed, we've been blacked out, with your knowledge, what you've been taught, is not sufficient to sustain you as kings and queens. That's what you got to realize. The knowledge that we've been taught has been to sustain us as servants, to serve other people's interests. That's from the religion down. Oh, it's really my way, don't say that. Yeah, that's from the religion all the way down. Man, how can you be your brother's keeper and you keeping me down?